point of law.
If your employees conspire to uncover your unprotected production methods, can you stop them from using the information? Well, the court thought that one over in the case of the stolen secrets. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. Luther Prentice was an audio engineer, lost his job when his employer went out of business. Other jobs were scarce at the time, but he'd been thinking about a new method for treating recording tape. The method greatly increased the quality of the recording, cost practically nothing to apply. So Luther and his wife invested their severance pay in the equipment to manufacture these new tapes. Their business was successful. They soon had five people busy turning them out. But Nelda was worried. She said, "Luther, since you haven't been able to get a patent or a copyright on your invention, wouldn't one of your employees be able to go off on his own and compete with you?" Luther said, "Not a chance. I thought of that, and I've been very careful that no one of them gets to know the whole process." But his precautions weren't quite enough. One morning, he went to the office. No one there. Couldn't understand what had happened to his employees. And then he looked across the street and saw the new sign announcing a newer, improved quality recording tape. He was horrified when he learned that all five of his employees had quit, gone into business for themselves. They had put together what each one knew and reproduced his entire method. Luther rushed to his lawyer, who filed suit against the employees. The lawyer told the court, "Luther developed a valuable trade secret. It was his exclusive property, and he attempted to keep control of it by confiding only part of the secret to any one employee. The employees got together, conspired to use their knowledge to make comparable tapes and steal his customers. In effect, they stole his property and should be ordered to stop the use of his methods." The employee's lawyer said, "Luther's process was not something that could be patented or copyrighted. All the information he used was in the public domain. Anyone could have put it together, so whether the employees could have thought of it themselves or used Luther's thoughts is not material. Since the employees never signed any agreements prohibiting their own use of the method, they've done nothing illegal." What should the court decide about the stolen secrets? Well, we'll return with the court's decision right after this. If your employees gang up to uncover your unprotected production methods, can you stop them from using the information? Yes, said a Massachusetts court. Luther does have a property right in his trade secret, which the law will protect. The employees violated an implied agreement, and they must immediately stop using Luther's secrets. In this case in Massachusetts, it's a point of law on WCCO.